What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a chance for our man, Connor, to become a star.
Wow.
Because usually when it's Cinco time, it's Sean Morash. Sometimes it's Tommy Lugauer. Today, it's the man who does such a brilliant job filling in when one of us takes vacation, Connor's Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And you're doing the pressing the buttons while doing it.
Which doing both things at once?
That means running the board, Evan. That
running the board, hitting the buttons.
Hitting the buttons.
Very important job. Cinco de Fivo brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So we're getting close to football season. Obviously, I'm a Jets fan. So here are the top five reasons to be excited about the upcoming New York Jets season. A lot of things to be excited about. Here are the top five.
I like it.
Here we go.
Number five.
So number five is they play another game in London this year. So that means when they inevitably lose in heartbreaking fashion, it won't ruin your entire Sunday. It'll just ruin your morning. You know, maybe you might even sleep through it if you had a late night the night before, had a couple drinks, you'll wake up. The Jets already lost 40-0. You don't have to worry about it. You can go about the rest of your day. Go apple picking, pumpkin picking, whatever you want to do, it's your day. You're free.
Connor, that is solid. That's solid.
What's so brilliant about this is if Sean Morash said the exact same thing, I'd be cursing at him.
Yes.
Because he's a troll.
Right.
But you are a fellow Jet fan, and you say it with pain in your voice.
Right. He's a Jet fan who also gave up his season tickets.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, we had to give them up. It's too much pain. As Joe says, oh, the pain. It's just too much pain.
I guess.
Number four.
The number four reason to be excited about the upcoming Jet season is you don't have to worry about your quarterback running for political office. Always a big plus. This year, all we have to worry about is Justin Fields' toe. If he doesn't play, it's just because of his injured toe, his ring toe, whatever it may be.
Stop it.
We don't have to worry about him campaigning in Iowa. We don't have to worry about him being the vice president of the United States. So that's something to look forward to. We just have a quarterback who's going to play quarterback and be focused on that.
You know what I heard? No distractions from your QB.
That's right.
Despite your QB stating, we got too many distractions.
And some accountability, too, perhaps.
Right.
Number three.
Number three, you might see Joe Namath at a game. That's always fun. It's great to see Joe out at the stadium. It's not ideal that the franchise's biggest star continues to be somebody that played before the invention of color television. But it's always good to see Joe out there. You know, he's a great guy.
Yeah!
Number two,
maybe we'll have a sunny day at one of the home games this year. Normally, you go out to MetLife Stadium to watch the Jets. You have hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, bombogenesis-like conditions. Maybe this year we get a little bit of sun instead of tornado warnings, shelter-in-place warnings. Maybe one sunny day. We can look forward to that, maybe. Could be a loss, but at least the sun will be out.
That's true. It's true.
Number one.
And the number one reason to be excited about the upcoming Jets season is it really just can't get much worse than it is now, right? They haven't gone to the playoffs since Ronald Reagan was in office, haven't won a Super Bowl since before World War II. It can't really get any worse. Even if they go 0-17, I feel like most Jets fans have mentally been there, done that in our heads, so it's really not that big of a deal. We'll be fine. As Tommy would say, no biggie. Whatever happens, happens. So there is your Cinco de Fivo.
It was all negative. All negative.
This is a legitimate Jet fan.
Yeah, there was not one
thing. This is not a troll. This is not a giant fan troll.
No, that which is why I can't even get mad at you, but I mean,
Aaron, if you're going to laugh, laugh with somebody who's in the same boat.
No, I know. But
Evan, I got so excited the last 2 years. I thought the Jets wouldn't win the Super Bowl either last year. I thought maybe they go to the playoffs. But after how disastrous it was, maybe the worst run in North American professional sports the last 2 years, I can't. How can you get even a little bit excited? The only thing is, I guess Aaron Glenn might be a little bit tougher.
But that's it.
But I just can't get, you know, I'm like, okay, that's fun. But how can I get too excited for it?
I'm not, and I haven't yet said we're making the playoffs. I haven't said that or winning a Super Bowl.
Good restraint.
Thank you very much for that restraint. But I do have faith that this coaching staff may actually know what they're doing. I do have faith in that. And so my optimism isn't that they're winning a championship or that Justin Fields is the franchise quarterback. But my optimism is, hey, maybe they could actually be a functional NFL franchise. And maybe play games in December that matter.
That's a low bar.
It is a low bar, which is why I kind of look at Connor and say, you don't even think that could happen?
Well, I feel like the upside of this team is 7 or 8 wins. And that doesn't really get me too excited. They haven't gone to the playoffs since I was a sophomore in high school.
No, I understand.
I can't get excited about another first year rebuild.
No, I get you. I understand your pessimism, but I actually sit here right now on July 25th feeling good. We played a clip earlier. You could rewind on the Odyssey app to about 4 o'clock, where Elijah Vera Tucker talks about there's a lot of accountability, and he hasn't had that in the first few years of his career. And that almost made me feel like I'm going to be right, and most of us are going to be right, that there's going to be such a coaching upgrade from what we had over the last half a decade with Robert Saleh.
Right.
And that can make a big difference. So that's where my optimism comes from. But very good list. There is Connor Green, your Cinco de Favo, every day at 5 o'clock.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.